Boogie in the morning.
Fourth one.
Can't believe I have to sing.
It's time for what set? It's time for what set?
It's 8:22. It's time for What's It, and, well, Arlene, you've got some catching up to do. I can't believe I actually won this yesterday.
Listen, look at the shocked expression on my face. Don't worry, that's going to be changed today. But we are talking about really cheesy chat-up lines, so I think we should ask Chris. What's yours, Chris?
I don't know if mine is appropriate for this time of the morning, to be honest.
But was it successful, though?
No.
Oh, it wasn't?
It got a laugh.
Oh, well, that's good. And are you still together?
Yes.
All right, that's all good. Well, why don't we ask your other half then? Because she's on the other line. Hello.
Yep. Hi.
Claire Rankin, how was Chris's chat-up lines?
It was good.
Surprise, Chris. Yes, our new contender on What's It is your girlfriend. It's Claire Rankin,
no.
21, from Edinburgh, who works for the Commonwealth Games. Morning, Claire.
Hi.
Now, you phoned up yesterday after Chris's epic win and thought, no, this is not happening. I'm going to take him down.
Exactly.
So are you ready to play What's It?
Yes, I'm ready.
You just have to identify the words in 30 seconds. You get to say What's It, but only the once, okay?
Okay.
All right. Claire, if you're ready, your 30 seconds starts now. You do this at a wedding. You would stand up to do this. And it's not
sing?
Speech. It's sort of like, I have something to say. It's a what? It's a what?
What's it?
Okay. You do this to candles on a birthday cake.
Light them.
No.
Blow them out.
Yes, blow. If you're in a right mood, you might go in one of these. You
in
might
what,
take the take the what?
Mickey?
No, if you're in a mood, you really... Oh, no, that was a disaster.
Oh, no.
That was a disaster. Oh, huff was what we were looking for there. You did blow out the candles. That's all right. But the first one, you stand up to make one of these. It's an announcement. I should have done it at the railway station or something. But, oh, Claire, we only got 1 point.
I know. Sorry.
Oh, no, it's not your fault. All right. Well, we'll have to see how the boys do then.
Let's see how we do. Yeah, we're going to Chris, who was our victor yesterday. Morning, Chris.
Morning.
Are you allowed to beat your other half?
I was just going to say that. I'm scared to win.
You're going to have to throw the game this morning, otherwise you'll be in trouble for the rest of the week.
If you got more than one right, I might have thrown it, but that would be too obvious.
Well, yeah, exactly. Right, okay, let's do it then. Your 30 seconds on the clock start now. War veterans, get one of these. You'd pin it on your chest.
A medal?
Yep. A subject you would take at school about areas, countries.
Geography.
If you've got a knife and it's blunt, you might throw it away and get one that's what instead?
Sharp.
Yep. Kiwis live here. The All Blacks. What was that?
In New Zealand.
Correct. When you die, you get buried in one of these.
Dave.
Yep. And a woolly thing.
Oh, man. Oh, well done, Chris. Grave, New Zealand, sharp, geography and medal. That's what, six? Five?
Five.
5 points. Well done. Claire, do you know what? I think you should come back tomorrow and I think we should have a rematch.
Let's do it.
Are you up for that?
Yeah.
Right, let's do it. We can wipe that smug smile off his face tomorrow morning. But listen, well done. The current scores, though, boys 2, girls 0 for February.
Yay!
No!
Fourth one.